Sean O'Hara joins us now from the NFL Network, Pro Bowl, All-Pro offensive lineman, Super Bowl champion, and now an analyst. First of all, Sean, I want to know, do you remember the conversation we had at the TPC at Sawgrass in May when you were here for Tom Coughlin's J Fund? We were talking about the new role for TC. You were pretty confident he'd have success.
Yeah, I remember talking about, you know, hey, how's this going to work with TC and with Doug Marrone? And I feel like both guys really think alike. They've got kind of the same mentality as far as how you want to win football games, how you want to build a championship culture. And, you know, look, you could blame it on the Cabernet, but I was very ecstatic and very excited, very optimistic about it. But it's really come to fruition, and they're a fun team to watch.
It was good Cabernet, so I won't blame you at all. You know, during training camp, we were talking about this team, and we were trying to figure out where they could go based on their offensive line. At the time, in August, it didn't look really promising. But when the season started, all of a sudden, they shut out the Texans, and J.J. Watt got no pressure on opening day. Were you surprised at all that this offensive line was able to turn it on so quickly? That generally doesn't happen.
Well, I think for them, how physical they were right out of the gate. And, you know, look, I think they've got a really great offensive line coach. He was my former line coach, Flats, Pat Flaherty. So I knew they were going to be very solid. They weren't going to get beat mentally. I knew they were going to have a good identity. They were going to be very tough. But when you look at the way that they've controlled the line of scrimmage, the run game has taken care of itself. Obviously, Leonard Fournette helps out. But I don't think anybody really knew that Cam Robinson was going to step in as a rookie and play so well. And then when you look at Jeremy Parnell at right tackle, he's done such a great job. And then even when you battle some injuries, Brandon Linder has been out, but Tyler Shatney's done a good job stepping in. And then Linder has actually slid over to guard. So the fact that everybody's kind of picked up the slack whenever they've needed to, I think Omame has done a great job at left guard as well. This group is very physical, and I love the way that they're wearing down defenses. Kind of reminds me of the O-line we used to have with the Giants.
How much do you suppose, Sean, that the defense and the level they're playing at and the style of play that they're excelling at is helping that offensive unit stay true to who they are, which is run first?
Well, anytime your defense is attacking quarterbacks and getting the football back for you, it certainly gives you a lot of confidence. It gives you some short fields, which helps out. But I think the other factor is, how about going against these guys in practice? That makes you better. I remember going up against OCU Mignora and Michael Strahan and Justin Tuck. When we practiced against them during the week, it made Sundays easy. And I think that's really what you're seeing. This team is really bonded together. They're making each other better. Coach Coughlin always had a quote, iron sharpens iron. That's what you see from this group.
So the question for you is, how far can this team go with a limited passing game, but a powerful running game and a great defense? And truthfully, not a lot of people are starting to kind of come around to this team, but there's still a little bit of doubt as to how good they can be, which is letting these guys feed off that in the locker room. What do you think this team can do with the schedule that's in front of them?
Well, two things that are portable for every NFL team is, if you have a good run game, you could pretty much bring that anywhere. And if you have a good pass rush and you have a stout front, they have those two things. So I really think that you can win on the road. That's obviously big anytime you want to try to go into the playoffs, and you know, you may not have the home field advantage aspect. So I really like those aspects. You know, when you look at big runs in the playoff, that's really what it's all about. It's, hey, let's get a chip in a chair at the seat of the table and then try to get on a hot streak. I think this team has it in them. I like this defense. I like the intensity that they bring. I don't think there's a lot of teams that really want to face that defense, certainly not in a postseason game.
When you look at it, this defense can line up and play with almost anyone. Are the people that you work with there at the network, are they on board? Do they see this, or are they still waiting and judging and trying to figure it out as they go along?
I think everybody would be a little more skeptical if it was, you know, look, Jacksonville's, you know, eking wins out at the last second, week in and week out, or, you know, it was this big offensive production. But because it's been such a consistent defensive, you know, oriented team, and because the defense has shown up week in and week out, I think people really are believing in the gold and black, and I think this is a totally different mindset when you look at the Jaguars. They don't look like a team that is surprised by how well they're playing. I think when you look at football in November and December, if you could be the more physical team, you know, you can wear other teams out. And I think that's these next couple of months, this is really where you can kind of establish yourself and really distance yourself from a lot of the other teams. Certainly in the division, that's what they're hoping to do. But I think everybody is pretty much writing them in and penciling them in as a playoff contender.
I got to walk by Coach Coughlin's office as I leave here. Should I pencil you in for the J Fund next year?
Pencil me in and let him know that we did this interview. I attached significance to game day. I'm wearing a collared shirt. And tell him I was here. I was ready 5 minutes early.
Absolutely. I got you. Sean, thanks so much. Appreciate your insight and enjoy the rest of the day.
I appreciate it.